Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Henrico CTE Now. I'm Marianne McGee, joined by
Mike Roberts.
Mike, I am so excited for this edition of the show. We're on location, everybody, at Tucker High School, and we are going to introduce you to three really fascinating people in just a moment, and we are going to learn about one of the largest character development and citizenship programs for young people in the world. So keep listening, but just want to remind you of a couple of things. Henrico CTE, make sure you remember that because that's our social media handle. You can connect with us on YouTube, LinkedIn, X, TikTok, at that handle, Henrico CTE. That CTE stands for Career and Technical Education, and you can get some really good specific info about our programs and events by visiting HenricoCTE.com. And Mike, you know what? A lot of people are going to be in the car just enjoying their holiday drives over the next few weeks. Is it not a good time for them to check out some back episodes?
Absolutely.
Of our podcast?
5 years of episodes, well over 100 of them. And you can find those episodes if you're not already listening to us. Well, how are you not already listening to us? I mean, otherwise you wouldn't get the information. But you can find us if you want to tell a friend.
Yes.
About the program, you can find our program on any of the major podcast apps and the majority of the smaller ones. I'm adding them as I find them, and we're probably got a couple dozen. So you can find us and have a listen. We've got plenty of content, lots of great information about how students can get connected, find out about the CET programs, the A-Center programs, middle and high school classes. Just runs the gambit. We've got 180, 190 programs, 39 A-Center programs.
So remember, HenricoCTE.com has a lot of that good information. We are going to jump in because we've got a lot of great information to cover. All right, listeners, the Junior Reserve Officers Training Corps. That is the long name of something many of you have heard before, which is the JROTC. And today we are at Tucker High School with Lieutenant Colonel Chris Gatens, Sergeant Major Scott Cawley, and Cadet Captain Natalie Sherlock with Tucker High School's Marine Corps JROTC. It is an outstanding program. You're going to learn why in just a moment. But I do want to make sure that I mention that the JROTC program isn't just at Tucker, and we have other military branches represented. The Marine Corps JROTC is at Tucker, Hermitage, and Highland Springs. Navy JROTC is at Henrico and Verina High Schools. And the Air Force JROTC is at Deep Run High School. And all of them are outstanding. But we really want to thank you for letting us visit here at Tucker, you all.
It's our pleasure. It's great joking.
So before we get started about talking about your specific program, let's talk to each one of y'all about Lieutenant Colonel Gatens and Sergeant Major Cawley about y'all's military background. Kind of tell us about, you know, how you ended up here as an instructor at the JROTC program here at Tucker. Now, let's start with Lieutenant Colonel Gatens.
Yeah, so I'm considered the newbie here. I am 12 weeks fresh in the program itself. I just retired in September, so I'm fresh and out of the Fleet Marine Force. I'm an infantry officer by trade. I have a secondary occupational specialty, which is light armored reconnaissance. And I did my last tour at Headquarters Marine Corps, where I was a capabilities integrations officer, where I fielded all the current weapons and clothing line, optics, small arms for the Marine Corps. And then I saw this position pop up, and it took about a year. I got to do a shadow day. Sergeant Major brought me in for a shadow day, and I think that was the seal. That was the seal for me because I got to see the cadets firsthand. And the great things that Sergeant Major Cully was doing with the program and the cadets firsthand, I mean, they were top-notch. So I said, this is kind of a place that I want to be. And so that's where I found myself.
That's great.
That is so awesome. And I've got to mention this, too, because as I'm sitting across from Lieutenant Colonel Gatens, young, looks like he could just run a marathon this weekend, and has already retired from the military, which is one of the cool benefits, which we'll talk about. People who go in and then they retire and have like this whole second act that they can do. So that's really fascinating too. Sergeant Major Cawley, how about you?
So I retired out of the Marine Corps in 2015 after serving 25 years. Mostly infantry-related stuff for about the first 15 years. And then I went into things like tanks, combat engineers, mostly combat ground-related type stuff. I have two tours on recruiting, and that's kind of how my passion to do this job came along. When I was a young sergeant as a recruiter back in 96 to 99, part of my responsibilities were going to schools to recruit students, and I found the JROTC program. Come to find out, the sergeant major that was here was retiring that following year, and I established a bond with him and started hanging out with him. And the transition for me from Marine Corps to here was very seamless. It was like I retired officially on a day, and the next day I started at Tucker. And now I've been teaching here. This is my ninth school year, and I really enjoy it. I find a passion for it. It really, I think, fits my personality.
Well, the Tucker, which is known for its fabulous Veterans Day program, and this one was no exception, and I had an opportunity to visit. You had some exciting active duty, did you not?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I think most infantry people can say that, especially during the years that I served. Absolutely. I served all over Iraq, Afghanistan, all that kind of stuff. But yes.
That's amazing. Well, Cadet Captain Sherlock, I know that you're a little newer to this game. But what was it that drew you into deciding to do this?
So my family has a history of military service. I'm third generation Army. There are no Army programs in Henrico, and I was already coming here to the Advanced College Academy program, and I knew that I wanted to do it. I shadowed a young lady who was in the program, and that, like the similar experience for Lieutenant Colonel, that shadow day really sealed it for me, and I knew I wanted to be a part of it. I actually came in during the virtual year, so I did my entire first year of this program virtually. So I did all my inspections on Zoom, on Teams, and I came in person at the very end and did drill team and marksmanship team and that kind of thing. But they made the most effort out of anybody, and that's what really convinced me to stay after all that time.
Wow. I can't wait to get into a little bit of this, some of the teams, which sounds really interesting. But I've got to ask you this question, because I'm sure you all get this a lot, which is people have heard about the JROTC, and they've heard about ROTC. What is the difference between those?
The J is high school. Okay. ROTC is college. There's an active duty officer that's at the college level that is running the program with a active duty enlisted person that run the program. Here we have retirees running the program. As far as the curriculum, I would expect that it's a little different.
It's slightly different depending on what school you go to, but it's still mandated by Headquarters Marine Corps on exactly what's taught as far as naval science and things like that.
So if you are in JROTC, does this mean that you are transitioning into the military? Is that do you have to do that, or that's just kind of an option?
That's a big misconception. Being in JROTC does not require you to do anything in the military. You can or not. It's totally up to you.
Do you find that many of your students are interested in transitioning to ROTC, or do you have a sense of how many might go on and say, I love this, I want to keep at it at the college level?
It varies year to year. Some years we'll have one, some years we'll have a couple. It just kind of varies. There's usually somewhere between 2 to 5 that enlist and 1 to 2 that are looking for ROTC, somewhere around there.
Interesting. So, Cadet Captain Sherlock, now that you're kind of in this, is this something that you could see yourself continuing to do? Or where are you in your, are you a junior, senior? Where are you?
I'm a senior. I'm a fourth-year cadet, like I said previously, how I started during the COVID-19 pandemic. I had an interest in the military for a long, long time. My dream school was West Point, the United States Military Academy, but I am unfortunately medically disqualified from the military, so that will not be part of my plan. I can take 4 semesters of ROTC without any commitment at all, so I'm interested in doing that wherever I end up, which I'm still figuring out, but I am interested in continuing. This has been a great part of my high school life, and I look forward to it being part of my college experience.
It's a sad thing for the military, because she would have been a great officer.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And can I ask you a little bit about this piece? Because I thought this was interesting. Kind of, we are, like I said, we're on location and we are in the JROTC kind of headquarters, these classrooms. And I noticed that you have all of these different ranks of students. How does this work, that they have their own officer structure as students too?
Yes, we do. Every year, student leaders are chosen. We have a staff, which is our 4 students, 2 officers and 2 enlisted, who are the highest ranking 4 in the program. I am the leader of said staff group, and each spring we pick our platoon leadership, which you can see up on the walls as you're sitting in here, and they run the on the ground in the classroom learning in our program.
Ooh, Lieutenant Colonel Gatens, this is really interesting to me. They run, so they really have a very active part of what the other cadets are doing?
That's correct. So this is a program that is unique and is not like any other program within CTE or within, you know, just Department of Education within Virginia or anywhere else. So the students, as they come in, the leadership, they take attendance. They make sure that their cadets are where they need to be. They enforce the rules and the regulations that we set forth, and is completely self-ran. And that level of discipline from a high school student, whether it be a freshman all the way up to a senior, they are looked upon as leaders within the community, within the school itself.
So, how are students chosen to be in the JROTC program? Do they just apply? Or do they have qualifications they have to meet to actually get into it? Anybody want to talk about what it means to get into the program?
So one of our taglines is a place for everyone. So, you know, as long as a student is, you know, staying out of trouble, they're maintaining their grades, that kind of stuff, we're going to open the door for them, as long as they're willing to follow the grooming regulations and wear the uniform appropriately. Is if their attitude's in the right place, that's the only thing we want. So if they can come in here and, you know, do what we're asking and stay out of trouble, that's all you need for JROTC.
Okay. Now, I noticed today, looking at the students, when they came into class this morning, some of them were wearing camouflage fatigues, and some are wearing what I guess your uniform is more of a dress uniform, I guess.
Yes. So basically, your first year wear camis, mm-hmm. and second year and above wear the service uniform.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. What is it that when a student gets into the program, what are they learning on a daily basis? Kind of run over the gamut of what it is to be a cadet in the program here.
Basic. Discipline is a big core. We do uniform regulations we do a 3-day schedule. And day one is uniform inspections, and then we do drill. And all that requires them to be able to be quiet, stand still, and do what they're told when they're told to do it. And, you know, for a young person, that is very challenging. And it takes a little while for them to get conditioned to that, but you know, now a marking period end, they're pretty much getting it, and they're doing much better than they did at the beginning of the year. And then day 2 is what we call academic day. So we teach anything from marksmanship to leadership skills to citizenship, history of the flag, so on and so forth. And then day 3 is physical fitness. So we go outside and we exercise. And it's not your traditional PE exercise. It's we're going to run a mile. We're going to make your muscles hurt today is sometimes my goal.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I've seen some of the footage that you have on your website. and the push-up game here is high. I mean, the push-up game for the JROTC cadets at Tucker is legit. But I would imagine you have some students who are coming in, and this might be their first set of 10 push-ups they've done in a while. Let's talk a little bit about that, because for some students, that's not a little thing. They may be really drawn to the program, but may have some nerves around that fitness.
That's a big apprehension for a lot of students. They are concerned about how much we exercise. But the Lieutenant Colonel and I are very good about kind of pushing and pulling in the right places. We don't get mad at anybody when they can't meet a certain expectation. All we want to see is attitude and giving it their all, giving 100%. And no matter what the person's doing, as long as they're trying hard, we're not going to say a word to them. We're going to give them that positive encouragement. We really don't care where they're at as far as physically and where they start at. We just want to see them try and improve. And as long as they're doing that, they're always going to get positivity from us as the instructors. And then to take it a step further, our leaders are taught that as well. Our leaders are taught that as well, so that everybody is, you know, speaking on the same note.
So, and that's a big part of our physical portion of the program is the cadet leadership. They're outstanding. They understand everybody's at a different level when it comes to physical fitness. Some people can't do a thing, like you said, and then some people push way too hard and they overexert themselves. So we have to find that happy balance between the two, and at the same time challenge them. So as long as they're challenged, and there's a great camaraderie that goes on within the cadets. Where they're cheering each other on. And it's interesting when we go out on the football field and we're having our physical fitness conditioning that we're doing, and there's a gym class out there. And the gym class just stares at us in awe because of the stuff, A, the stuff we're doing, but B, we're not yelling at each other. We're not screaming at each other. We're motivating each other. Mm-hmm. And we've heard a couple kids that are out of the gym classes, I want to take JROTC next year for that simple purpose. I mean, this is unbelievable when it comes to watching the cadets take care of each other.
That's awesome. Now, that kind of breeds in, you end up with a natural competition between the students and the cadets. I'm sorry. You have a lot of different teams. You know, you have the marksmanship team, the drill team, among others. Talk about some of that competition between the students when it comes to these different, and then talk about the different teams that you have, because there's a lot of things that it's not really talked about that y'all do here with the students?
So we encourage all of our cadets to join a team because while JROTC is certainly a family, we have 165 cadets in this program.
Oh, that's amazing.
And yes, I'm thrilled with that number. It's the highest it's ever been. But there's only a certain amount of family that you can get from 165 people.
Right.
Join drill team, join marksmanship team. That's 30, 40 people. And you guys get really tight because you're with each other at least once a week, if not every morning, like drill team is. For our cadet leaders, we require them to be on at least one team, since my expectation is that whatever I'm asking my cadets to do, the leadership is definitely doing.
Drill team, it's marching competitively against other schools across the county. We have a regional competition coming up in January, so that's our focus right now. Last year, we've gone the last 2 years to regionals. Last year, we placed third. Very exciting for us to place, but we missed nationals by one place. This year, our goal is to go back and hit the mark with nationals, we hope. There's also a marksmanship team. So you want to take that one?
Yeah, so marksman, we just finished up our first round at the Virginia Rifle League shooting competition. So we mailed our scores in. So we're hoping some great feedback from that. We had a slight adjustment between high shooters within the, you know, so there is definitely competition that goes on between marksmanship. Don't let that fool you. Even though they're great friends, they're always trying to better each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that competitive edge, I mean, that'll carry them out of here. That'll carry them out in the real world. So marksmanship, that we meet once a week, every Wednesday evening. They shoot. And depending, and right now we're at roughly about, 13 sergeant major was our the number that we shot for the Virginia League. But we're looking to increase now that all of our cadets have gotten the experience, and that's our freshmen have gotten the experience of shooting. Now they're, we opened up for them to join the marksmanship team. So we're hoping to see our numbers grow to that program specifically.
You know, I love that for a lot of reasons, but I feel like one thing that the JROTC reminds you of are that these are young adults, mm-hmm. that there's a responsibility here and a maturity here that is certainly expected. And I think when you were just talking about something like marksmanship, it reminds you of the seriousness of this and mm-hmm. your expectations of how your cadets are going to behave as cadets, but as individuals. Lieutenant Colonel, talk a little bit about that. What are the characteristics, the expectations you have of your cadets here at Tucker?
Our 165 cadets. I would say the expectation is, I think we hit on it earlier, was being a good citizen, number one. But I would say number two is doing what we always talk about is doing the right thing when nobody's looking. You know, so most people do the right thing when people are watching them. But when nobody's looking, are they really doing the right thing?
Right.
So that's what we try to instill is not just meeting the mark, but going above the mark and setting that standard. And that's what we tell them is setting the standard when they walk out of this classroom, because all eyes are on them. They, the teachers in this high school, the leaders within the county, they all know J.R. Tucker, JROTC. So when they wear this uniform, they have to live up to that representation of the Marine Corps. And so when you hear the United States Marine, well, you hear JROTC Marine Corps, JROTC JR Tucker cadet, they're one and the same. So they have to live up to that representation. And that's not an easy task.
I'd love to hear your thoughts about that, Cadet Captain Sherlock. I mean, do you have that sense of gravity almost that you really are representing something this important, this meaningful?
Yes, ma'am. So every time, anytime we come into this classroom, but especially when we leave the classroom, go out into the community, go out and do things involving other people, one of the biggest points myself and my leaders make to people is, this is not just you, this is not just your platoon, this is not even just our company, this is our school, this is the United States Marine Corps. So it's nothing we take lightly, and they've done such a good job. We have such a good reputation wherever we go, and I've been so pleased and thrilled with their behavior because they go above and beyond every single day.
Isn't this fascinating, Mike?
It's incredible. I mean, when I saw y'all out at the dedication to the new Veterans Memorial, that, you know, to see all y'all lined up, and it was so many. I had no idea. Like you said, how many students? It's a record this year, you said, right?
Yes, sir. And that was just one class you saw.
Oh, that was just one
goodness.
Class.
Yes, sir. We have four classes.
Oh, my gosh.
That was incredible.
I get goosebumps when I see things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, and like I said, I apparently didn't get the full picture.
I mean, they stood at attention. It was a cold, windy day,
yep.
And they stood at attention. I don't know, 20 or 25 minutes. There was no sense at all that there was any kind of goofing off or people weren't paying attention. It was absolutely impressive. We don't get to see, you know, unless you're really seeing JROTC in action, you might have kind of a mental picture about what these students are like, but boy, to see them in action. Sergeant Major, you've got to be delighted when you see your cadets performing up to those standards.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, to just not talk, you know, to see it in action, and you know, we can say what we are and all that, but lots of times you're not what you say you are, but to show it really means everything to us. You know, I love it. That's one thing that's unique about JRTC is we care about everything, right? It's not just about our class, it's about all their classes and what they do after school and what they do at home, and we really put a lot of influence on that, and we have teachers and parents reaching to us to help shape them in some way. And that's what makes this program so good, I think, is we're willing to do that, and we take all that feedback in and try to help mentor the young people into the direction they want to go.
And I will say, the teachers not only respect the adults, but I've had several teachers come to me, several teachers come to my leaders and say, hey, so-and-so is having a bad day. Can you please check on them? Or so-and-so maybe needs a little help in my class. Can you help them find a tutor? So they respect not only our teachers, our instructors, but also our student leaders.
Oh, that's outstanding. That is.
That is incredible.
Outstanding. Just one more mention of the new Tucker Memorial. If you are, we are delighted to have listeners all over the world. But if you are in Richmond, Virginia, and you are listening, stop by. This is a beautiful new memorial that a group of alumni decided that they wanted to kind of put their shoulders to the wheel and create a memorial for Tucker veterans and first responders. And they had our students from CTE programs constructing this. So our masonry students were out there doing a beautiful job. It's really, really worth it. That Veterans Day that the dedication was held was great because you have generations of people, Sergeant Major, who were out there that day.
It was really a great day. You guys got to see the Veterans Day Assembly, but we ended the day with the Marine Corps birthday celebration because it was the Marine Corps birthday that day. So we had a big ceremony that night and cake cutting, probably several hundred people there. And it was, very awesome for me to see the cadets come together and perform the ceremony because it's not easy for active duty, and to see high school students come in and knock it out of the park, it's always cool to see that.
Yeah, that was something that on that day I didn't realize because I have a friend of mine who was former Marine, and he corrected me. He says, no, Friday was the birthday.
That's right.
Saturday was Veterans Day. That's right. So and he corrected me, and I said, oh, sorry.
So we talked a little bit, and Lieutenant Colonel, I do want to ask you this, since you're fairly new. Have you been enjoying seeing the growth of these students in your 12 weeks? What has impressed you since you have been here?
So funny you asked the question because Sergeant Major and I talked probably on week two. We had a conversation in our office, and as we always do, and the conversation went to the way of, I was like, Sergeant Major, I'm actually absolutely impressed with the level of not only discipline, but the level of confidence in these cadets, especially the leadership and how looking the difference between our an LE1, which is our freshmen, to an LE4, which is our seniors, and the gradual progression of confidence in students. I mean, you can walk our halls on a normal day and just watch people that have their nose stuck in a phone, or they're looking down, or they don't walk into a room and command the room or be confident. Well, our cadets do. And I was like, this is absolutely impressive to watch them get up and take attendance, mentor and mold their peers. I mean, I always say this, it's like, the hardest thing to do is herd cats. right. And I get to see the cadets herd their peers or mentor their peers. And I said, "Wow, where else can you see this?
Yeah,
nowhere, right. Nowhere." And so, I mean, it keeps me in awe. And when I was talking to Sergeant Major on that week too, I said, "I think I found my place because this is what I want to do. I want to shape these minds, so we don't see and get upset when we walk out in public and see the youth these days and the way they act or conduct themselves." You can definitely see a difference between a cadet and a normal student within the school or out in public.
Yeah.
Now, y'all touched on this a little earlier in the conversation about, a place for everyone here in your program. But what are is there a particular qualities when talking with somebody who's thinking about wanting to become a cadet in the program, or you're talking to a parent, grandparent, or what, whether they're they're freshmen. I'm sure y'all go out to the middle schools and they're starting to talk to them before they get into high school. What is it that y'all looking for, or what do you think are the qualities that make it a good fit?
Just willing to participate, willing to listen and do what's asked of them, and giving their best effort. That's all we're asking for, is someone that listens and tries to do what we ask and has the right attitude. As long as they have that, we'll take them all day.
Well, and that's and throw, you know, give some kudos to Sergeant Major here. I mean, he goes out to the middle schools and he recruits.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really want to say, you recruit's not like the best word, but I want to say he advises the younger.
Starts a conversation.
Starts the conversation.
Informs, too.
And informs. Mm-hmm. And the things that he talked about earlier of the misnomers, he clears all that up for them. And he lets them that know that this is a place that's going to push you, but it's going to make you better.
Mm-hmm.
And he lets them know that once you're in the fold, we will take care of you and groom you to be a better person.
So, but between the when you talk to parents and you talk to the students, who are the most receptive of them? Is it the students that are actively looking, or is the parents are talking to you all and say, you know, I want to get my child into this program?
It varies. Sometimes it's the parents pushing it. Sometimes it's the student mm-hmm. that's pushing the parent. Mostly, I believe it's the students more than the parents. But occasionally, a parent will want us to bring discipline to their child.
Mm-hmm.
And we're okay with that, but, you know, they got to do their part on their end as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, we do a cadet parent orientation at the beginning of the school year. We spend a half a day with the parents, showing them what the program is, showing them our activities, showing them the teams, and putting the cadets out there so they fully understand what the program is about. I don't want anybody to come into the program and be surprised. What? I got to get a haircut? No, I want that up front. What? I got to take my nose ring out? Oh, no, we already knew this.
Right.
All these things are just laid out on the table, and there's no question about it. You're coming in the door knowing that you're going to fold to that off the bat. Whenever I tell someone the benefit of JROTC, in my mind, the biggest benefit is building a resume for your next step in life, whether it's, you know, the three E's, enlistment, employment, or education. It doesn't matter. It's going to allow you to say, I made this rank and I was in charge of this many people and I did logistics and did this and did that. Oh, by the way, I got 21 awards while I was in JROTC from this to this and so on and so forth. And that's building a resume and showing others that they are above their peers. And that's going to allow them get to the next step. Whether it doesn't matter to us what that next step is, we just want them to get to the next step.
So the students that are in the have gotten into the program and are looking to move into the military once they graduate high school, what are the benefits of this program to them when they make that when they sign that line that they're going into the military, and also if they do go to college and go into the ROTC program, what are the benefits that they get? When education-wise, and again, they're making the commitment that they're going to be in the military because they're in that program. What are the benefits of each?
So enlisted, you stay in the program for at least 2 years. Each branch gives you a promotion right off the bat. There are certain branches that if you stay 3 years, you get even another promotion. That's the big thing. If you go in enlisted right out of high school, is you get the promotion mm-hmm. right off the bat against your peers. For ROTC, it's a little different.
Yeah, for the officer side of the house or the ROTC piece, you can apply for those scholarships and get a scholarship from a service. Or you can just go to an ROTC school. Like for me, for example, I went to an ROTC school, the Citadel in South Carolina. I did not have a scholarship. I worked within the Marine Corps program that was down there to get myself commissioned. So there are many different options, and each service can do that as well. The only difference between the scholarship is you get your school paid for, whereas the other route, you don't get it paid for. But then at the same time, you can do it. You don't get a necessary, I mean, everybody's commissioned as a second lieutenant, so you don't get any perks. The only perk that you really get is coming and having an understanding of drill, having right. an understanding of rifle manual.
Right.
Because you get all different walks of life within the ROTC program. You get some people that never had, like for example, me, never had JROTC, which I wish I would have. And then you get some that, you know, we're cadet captains of their JROTC unit. So you get a whole swath of different backgrounds, and it's amazing how it all comes together.
And what sounds interesting is you get to pursue things kind of like specialties within the military, right? So you can say, I'm interested in IT, or I'm interested in this piece. Are you able to start kind of narrowing down what you want to focus on?
Well, so it all depends really on the school that you go to, and it all depends on the service, the ROTC program that's there, depending on whether it's a Navy program, a Marine program, Army, Air Force, depending on the service program. But for the Marine Corps, no, you don't. So you get commissioned as a second lieutenant, and you go to the basic school, at which time you'll do 6 months at the basic school. And at the basic school, based off your ranking, that's where you get the lottery pick of, you know, you can put it, submit your wish list, but we all know how that goes. You'll never get your number one. You'll get you'll probably get your number three or four on that wish list, and then you ship off to your specific occupational specialty.
That's how it works. Okay, mm-hmm. So there are specialties, but the myth perhaps is that you get to just say, I'm doing this one. That doesn't really work out.
Now, for the enlisted side of the house, mm-hmm. Sergeant Major, do you want to talk to them?
Yeah, so enlisted, you definitely can go in guaranteed contract for a particular career field. For example, for me, when I joined, I went in infantry, and I wanted guaranteed infantry, so I signed a document saying I got infantry. I just couldn't choose between the five different jobs within the infantry community. They would only say, yep, you're going to be infantry, but you may be a rifleman, machine gunner, mortarman, so on and so forth, and I ended up being a machine gunner.
I see. Well, you know, we mentioned this kind of at the top of the show, but I do think, I'm thinking about the folks I've met who had outstanding military careers, retired, and then created a new second act. They were, they went into some other specialized field in the public sector, so they were in their civilian lives, they did incredibly well, and they just brought a very unique and valued leadership style, the experience that veterans bring to our public sector and corporate jobs, et cetera. So I can see Cadet Captain Sherlock going on to do like amazing things wherever she lands because of this foundation that she had here.
Oh, absolutely. I tell Mr. Raymond, the principal, all the time that we will be voting for her one day.
Yes.
Yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you will have met her here, listeners. You will have met her right here on Henrico CTE.
That's right.
Now, so just kind of as we wind down a little bit, I know that we have heard some people here, or we have some listeners who are very intrigued by what they've heard, and they may want to learn more about this. So for parents or guardians or students, Sergeant Major, what might be their next step if they're listening and they are thinking, I'd like to explore this for my child or for me?
I would say the biggest source of information about our program is our website. There's lots of information on there. I would encourage them to just Google Tucker JROTC, and it'll take them to our website, and then kind of play around with all the links on the left side, and you will see what the program's all about. Another great place to get information is our Instagram page, JRT_MCJROTC. That is a great place. We're always posting our pictures, what we've done, how we've done it, all that good stuff. But those are the two places where they could get the information, or just reach out to me, Lieutenant Colonel, and we would be happy to talk to anyone. All that's on the website.
Fantastic. Again, thank you so much for being here. And I will say, just kind of looking around and getting a chance to see the cadets, it really is a place for everyone. It's a diverse group of cadets, and I could see many young people who just have that drive for the discipline and can see themselves doing something like this, really thriving in this environment. So again, we are delighted that we were able to have you listeners meet some of the people who make the J.R. Tucker JROTC program the strong program that it is. Reminder, we have more awesome podcast content where you can meet other interesting guests. at Henrico CTE Now Podcast. Many different channels and platforms to choose from. Our handle for social media is Henrico CTE. So catch us on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, X, and TikTok. You can always find us there. For Mike Roberts and the entire team in the Division of Workforce and Career Development, thanks for listening, and we'll...